Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Here are the Rolling Stones.
Never came, came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone.
From the Ed Sullivan Show back in 1967.
They didn't just scream for the Beatles.
No, no, they screamed for all British invasion bands. Yeah, and that was the one that the Stones, they did Let's Spend the Night Together, and Ed Sullivan wanted them to change to Let's Spend Some Time Together.
Right.
And apparently they did.
Perfect words for you.
They did.
Okay.
And Mick really hated it that he sold out because Jim Morrison refused to change the lyrics.
Correct.
Light My Fire.
Even if he said, yes, I'm gonna, and he didn't.
Yeah, so whatever.
We'll never have them back again.
Well, we've already done
this.
So
large.
Yeah.
1-866-823-1077. 817 is the time. Going to shift gears now, and I've got a big question for our next guest.
Oh.
It's Matt McElroy. From President of the New Hampshire Plant Growers Association. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. All right, so I got a question. Are you the – you're not the Matt McElroy, the disc jockey, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Hey,
are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know if you were doing a little moonlighting there or not. It's like, okay, so we raise some plants. Hey, we do a wedding, you know.
Sure, 7 days in the greenhouse isn't enough, so we go a little harder.
Yeah, I know.
Well, a lot of the weddings and stuff got canceled, so you have to spend time on plants now, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Did you get a lot of cancellations?
Yeah, everything's pushing out to 21, so yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had a lot of gigs go down. That's how it is.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, no, I was just wondering, somebody said something to me,
sure.
And I went, is he a plant grower and a disc jockey? Well, he's one of us.
Man, so this, of many talents.
This is good. I like that. So, well, welcome. Nice to have you on with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
So, the COVID-19 sending people home, maybe out of work, furloughed, part-time, satellite, blah, 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 has made a lot of people say, I want a garden. And so we've heard from a lot of stores that have said, we're running low on seeds. People are pounding the doors down. And now bedding plants are just around, well, starting to come out now, and I'm assuming that's going to get scoffed up quickly this year.
Yes, it is. But our industry is really well prepared, I think. We always overgrow plants for every spring. And mm-hmm. so far, I've had a lot of nervous customers coming in asking that question. And, you know, we have the ability between growing our own product and then certainly sourcing from other areas, we've been able to really keep up so far. So, but it is a real fear out there.
What's going to be, and I hate to use the phrase, but the hot plant this year that people, because there's a reawakening, you know, people want to get their hands dirty and have their own crop, blah blah blah. What's the hot?
Sure. No, certainly vegetables and herbs have been right at the very top, and that's happening across the entire country.
Yeah, well, you know, just with food shortages and toilet paper shortages, mm-hmm. people are like, you know what, I want to be dependent on, I want to be able to take care of myself, so I would much rather walk into my backyard, pick something, and bring it in and cook with it.
Absolutely. The only thing I try to warn people, we're right down in Newton, New Hampshire, our greenhouse, but people are really anxious to get going because mm-hmm. they think they can use this free time, but unfortunately, Mother Nature has not been so kind so far. We're well behind in average temperature. So if people could show just a little bit of patience buying their vegetable plants, that would really pay off in the long run, not because of supplies, but because of actual ability to plant outside.
Mm-hmm. I have encouraged people. I've got a small greenhouse that I've been dubbing around for, with for years, and I love it. And it's like, okay, it's great that you want to have a garden. However, if you go and slap stuff in the ground now, it's going to die, and you're going to have to go back and buy another one. So relax.
Correct. And that's what I try to warn people. They are buying, and they're buying on fear right now. They think they're not going to be able to get it at the end of May. But as far as we've been in business 49 years now, and I always compost vegetables every July. So there's always a surplus of vegetable plants. We can grow them very quick in a greenhouse environment.
Mm-hmm. True. True. Anything good that we should be looking for, you know, tomatoes, peppers, some New Hampshire hardy stock stuff, anything special?
Well, certainly early right now. This weather is still really good for lettuce and cabbage and broccoli and the cole crops. Yeah, tomatoes produce quite a long time. Cucumbers, you get a lot of bang for your buck. Squashes as well. Squashes can last a little bit longer. And then, you know, certainly people are looking for unique, out-of-the-way items. They're looking for hot peppers. They're looking for things that are a little bit of a challenge and out of the ordinary. So, you know, people are looking for different things, too.
Yeah, are hot peppers still a big commodity? People discovered Tex-Mex food, like, 10 years ago.
And
it seemed like the hot peppers, the jalapenos and the New Mexes, they just couldn't stay on top of it.
Right, yeah, there's probably a good, you know, 10 to 20 great hot pepper varieties that are being produced in the New England region that are, you know, you just need to buy one, right? You know, nobody can eat 100 hot peppers, so one plant is all they're looking for. So a lot of garden centers, I think, are carrying, you know, several varieties of hot peppers, just trying to, you know, give some variety, some options out there.
I know somebody somebody told me they were going to raise ghost peppers, and I went, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one bite is like, you know, 6 million on a Scoville. What are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
so I can dare my friends on the back porch. That's why I'm doing
here,
it.
Here, hold my beer.
Yeah.
help sell some more milk that's so hard to get. You know, sold off the shelf.
No kidding. So the New Hampshire Plant Growers Association, what does it mean to me as a consumer, what you people do?
Well, we're a group of growers of any kind of plants throughout the state. We as an organization, we do have a promotional marketing campaign going on Facebook and throughout the state called Plant Something New Hampshire. So we support that. We have gotten the funds for that through grant money through the state, trying to just get people to literally get their hands in the dirt and put a plant in the ground. And the other thing we do is we kind of work with the state legislature, just making sure that you know, the laws in our state is working in our favor for agriculture in general, as well as the horticulture industry specifically.
And how is the horticulture industry in the state? I mean, is it a growing concern? I mean, we've heard about the dairy where we're losing dairies, but
sure,
horticulture still on the way up, a viable organization?
It is strong. It is strong. A good chunk of garden centers that are opening throughout our state are, you know, they're, you know, between 25 and 50 years old. So you're seeing some pass by the wayside just due to generation and time and age. I mean, if we're in our second generation here at Newton Greenhouse, but my parents are in there, you know, working 7 days a week in their 70s, and I see a lot of their, you know, people that they started the industry with are retiring. So you see a few here and there closing, but hopefully other young people are coming up and picking up the torch and carrying along. So I think it is strong in New Hampshire.
I know, like spiderweb's been around forever.
Correct.
That's an old one up on Tuftonboro 109.
Yep, and that's on another generation right now, just picking up with a new young couple doing a great job.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
No, love to see that. So you're in Newton. Are you, consumer-driven? I mean, they come out to see you?
Yeah, we're a wholesale and retail operation.
Okay.
But yeah, we're really in a small town, so people have to find us there. We're not in a shopping area. We are literally on that Massachusetts border and on a side road, and yeah, it's word of mouth.
Well, I didn't know if you were a wholesale or if you were retail.
Both. I grow cut flowers too, so I actually service all of New England with cut flowers to flower shops and things. So, but we're our full greenhouse too, with vegetable plants and hanging baskets and all that as well.
How far are you from Newton Junction?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Do you know Dave Martin?
Yes, so, he used to work for us back in the 70s.
Say hi to David for me when you see him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Absolutely.
I converted some woods into field, and David did the tilling and did the work for me.
The grunt work. Good job.
Yep. Yeah. That's good. Well, if people want more information on the New Hampshire plant growers, where do they go?
They could go to nhpga.org, or they could just go to New Hampshire Plant Growers on Facebook. Would be probably the best source, and really the best way to find it is just search Plant Something New Hampshire. And if you do that, that'll really get through to all of us. That's a great campaign, and they're doing a great job for us promoting.
Is that PlantSomethingNH.org?
But just Plant Something New Hampshire. If you just Google it, you'll get right to it.
It'll drive you to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Well, again, I think more and more people are, like Peter said, getting their hands dirty with little time on their hands. But just if you want the ideal vegetable crop, just add a little patience. That's all.
Absolutely. That's the best advice you could give.
All right. So before we let you go, got to ask. You're doing a wedding. What's the most requested song, a dance song at a wedding?
Wow. The one that's coming up next.
Oh, you are smooth.
Yeah, boy, you're good, man.
Yeah, I know. You know, the days are different. That's just people are not stuck on that love shack mentality anymore. People want to be different today. So
I know. It's true.
I'm sure you see the same thing.
It's true. Absolutely. Every time I think I'm prepared for a wedding, I'm like, oh, I got to make notes to myself for the next wedding.
Yeah, there is a lot of preparation for sure.
Wow. Well, Matt, it's been a blast, and we will keep spreading the gospel for the New Hampshire plant growers and plants with NH. No, happy to do it.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you down the road.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Matt.
827-1866-823-1077. We'll be back.